I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. It's Brian Kissins here. How are you doing? I've just found out Mourinho's been sacked, so I don't know what to think. I'm all over the shop. This is welcome to episode. I think this is episode 49. Incredible, we've done 49 episodes. Amazing that I've focused for this length of time. Normally, I jump ship and move on to another crap project, but no, I'm sticking this one out. So lovely to have you on board. Anyone who's listening out, any newbies, nice to have you on board. I said it in the last episode, I'll say it again. This podcast takes around about 48 episodes to get into, so don't judge it over the first, 26, 29 episodes that you listen to. Around about 48, the penny will drop. You'll go, okay, yeah, it's fine. So give it time. Make sure you give it a little bit of time. Okie dokie, what have I got to tell you? Nothing really's coming up. We did our live record at the Moth Club, which was good fun with Lucy Pinder. That we might be putting that out as the Christmas episode. I'm not entirely sure, but that was good fun. We did a live Q&A recording with David Edwards on the same night. That was fun as well. Anything else to tell you? Not really anything at all. No, nothing to tell you that I can think of. You probably fast forward this bit anyway. You'd definitely be fast forwarding now after I've done a bit of trumpet work, but I've had a chest infection. Anyway, this episode is with Jason Williamson. Let's see if David gets his name right. But this is Jason Williamson from Sleaford Mods. And it was an absolute joy having Jason in the studio with us talking king nonsense. So enjoy, everybody. And I'll see you before Christmas because we're going to put a Christmas episode out. So I'm running out of breath. Have a good one. I hope you enjoy this. And remember, if you want to support the podcast and other stuff, then please, Charles, tell them what to do, mate.
Right then. Go to David Earl at Patreon. You understand. Who is David Earl, please? No idea. But, as Brian said, if you would like to join the ever-growing community on Patreon, go there now. Now, go there now. Now, go. There, go. There now. There. Go, 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 go. There, not there. Now, 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 now. Linda Lusardi. Linda Lusardi. Go there now. Apologies. That is David Earl at Patriot. It's very exciting. Linda Lusardi. Linda. Linda. Linda, Linda, my sweet, loose, Linda, loose, Ardy. Sorry. Linda.
Thank you, Charles. Really appreciate that, mate. Yes, enjoy the podcast, everybody, and remember to like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Leave comments. If you enjoy it, then tell people that you like it. Don't just please don't just listen to the podcast. Please don't just listen and turn it off. Please don't just do that. Stop what you're doing. Go to iTunes. Go to wherever you listen to it and leave a comment and say you like it and subscribe and tell your friends and tell everybody. The butcher, the candlestick maker. Please, please. Oh, God, bloody hell. See you later. Hello, good day, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to the Brian Gittins podcast, which is struggling to take off, would you say, David?
I think it's taken off. I think there's a bit of turbulence at the moment, and we're kind of circling the airport, and they're telling us to land, but we're in the air, and that's the main thing. We ain't coming down.
Do you think we're ever going to get anywhere with this?
I think so, with the right kind of hope, focus, and spirit.
That's a nice attitude.
And we've got a pilot, we just need a navigator.
Right.
So if we get a navigator who's got some kind of map reading skills and can get us to the location we want to be.
Right, which is what?
That's the thing, we need to sit down. We should have had a team meeting before entering the cockpit, I think. And actually work out a location.
Can you say cockpit again?
Cockpit. You know,
you
vital.
Say it five times quickly.
Cockpit. That's where we are at the moment, but we should have had a team meeting in the British Airways canteen.
That voice you can hear is David Edwards. He's here every episode. And how tall are you, David? And how wide are you?
I'm not quite 6'4", and I can sliver through a very narrow gap in a patio door that a Yorkshire Terrier could get through as well.
Right.
Cool. I do that after taking him for a walk.
Brilliant. And obviously we've got Charles the robot with us. You all right, Charles?
Hello, Brian, and hello, David Edwards, and hello, everyone.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, hello to you.
How are you? What have you been up to?
I am okay.
Cool. And what have you been up to? That's the main question.
Just biding my time.
Right. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Thinking about the new year ahead.
Okay.
I think he needs some oil, doesn't he?
Well, that voice.
And presents.
And the present. So you're thinking about the new year. Oh, and presents. Okay. Anything else, or is that it?
And presents.
Okay. So, anyway, that voice you heard about 45 seconds ago is our guest this episode. Who is David? Don't you dare get this wrong.
I won't get it wrong. It is Jason Williams.
No!
No, don't worry. Friends, do not worry. I just had a cup of tea. Jason Williams songs.
That's it.
I apologise.
Right, Jason, he does this every episode for the last...
Well, this one I rectified very quickly. I mean, the editor could almost do me a favour here, perhaps. Jason Williams. I apologise. Basically, it's become a nervous tic, and I've got some real names wrong.
Okay.
And it's almost as though it's focused on at the beginning of the show, and my brain has just gone blank a few times. But yours, sir, that's not bad. Second take.
Did you know my full name before? Before we start.
Oh, yes, I'm aware of you, certainly.
Right, okay.
No. You haven't come to the wrong studio whatsoever.
I'm
well aware of who you are. Yeah. As I said, you know, I remember you being referenced by Laura Devine. I can't remember her name.
Who?
I think I'm up right.
Who's Laura Devine?
Who's that?
Who was the presenter of the culture show? Blonde hair.
Laura Levern.
There you go. Even a big star like, you know, the name just slipped out
okay,
of my head.
All right, mate. Jason, how are you? Thanks for getting involved.
I'm all right, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm good.
This is, like we said, it's pretty much a crap podcast.
No, I wouldn't say. I think, you know,
that's
potential.
What drew me to it, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we're hoping draws a lot of people to it. That's the main...
main hook.
That's the main hook.
USP.
Yeah. How are you, Jason, anyway?
I'm sound, thank you. Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah. I mean, we don't normally... It feels a bit weird with all these sort of mechanical arms around us.
Well, such is the nature of radio podcast, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. But, well, I mean, we normally just let the listeners know we're doing it in another room, aren't we, David?
Yeah, it is quite disorientating.
But not to break the illusion. We're actually at a race course.
Oh, lovely.
This episode. Which race course are we at, David?
We're in a race course in Bognor Regis. It's a swimming pool race course.
No, it's not. It's a horse.
I apologise. Sorry, I didn't know exactly what sort of racing it was. But it is horses galloping, men on saddles. You know, we've got DNA ancestors back in the Wild West days.
Yeah.
And it's in Bognor Regis, next to Butlin, so we can hear children screaming and... No, a lot of screaming in a bad way. They're enjoying themselves on rollers.
Yeah, yeah.
Bognorinus, you're quite right. Bognorinus. That's what the Romans called it when they owned it back in the day.
Anyway, are you into horse racing, Jason? Because I'm not really.
No. I'm quite into watching like the fights at piss ups when they have them. Up north, where is it?
Do they go up north?
Twice a year or something, near the end of summer.
Yeah.
It's like a bank holiday thing where, you know, loads of people just get dressed up in top hat and tails and go to the races, get drunk, and then there's usually videos come up online of people just scrapping, you know, after they've had enough, you know.
I'd love to see you.
I'm not aware of that. Well, I love that.
Would you get involved in that, David?
No, I don't think so.
I'm telling you, get involved in
it. Oh, right, okay. I suppose a few... jockeys I could wrestle with and in the mud type of thing. I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to be
could
rude.
Could you name 10 of the horses that are racing? Please, David.
Can you name 10 of the horses that are racing today?
Absolutely.
Go.
Wicked Lighting.
2.
Mother's Undergarments.
3.
Tornado Alley.
4.
Galloping Gooseberry.
5.
Horse Hectic.
6.
Tail slapping flies.
What? 7.
I've stolen your stable.
8.
Horse halfway. And finally, galloping gatto.
Okay. And one more time, we go through them again.
Gosh, okay, here we go. Galloping Gatto.
Wicked Lighting.
Halfway Horse.
Undergun.
Yes.
Tornado Alley.
There
galloping
we are.
Galloping Gooseberry.
He's good.
Horse Hectic. Tell Slapping Flies. I've stolen your stable. Horse Halfway. Galloping Gatto.
And there we go. They're a good bunch.
Oh,
I wouldn't
dear.
Like to put my money on one of those.
Galloping Gatto X.
That's a Gatto X, yeah.
Right. Anyway, so let's get on with the podcast. And so the first question I've got for you today, David, is your life is a book. Okay.
Oh yes.
It's been split up into each decade's been split up into a chapter. Name the chapters and why.
Name the chapters.
So the first decade.
The first chapter would just be called Me and Mum. Because in those early days, it really was just us hanging around Brighton.
Yeah.
I was unemployed. What am I talking about? Yeah, I didn't have a. I wasn't at school. Didn't have a job. Any of that. She was a housewife. So you know, she had a lot to do. To a certain degree, there's a lot of daytime TV watching. Looking back on it now, but it really was us just kicking around and bonding, getting on. And I just remember watching a lot of daytime TV. Microwaves had just come in then. It was the 80s. We're kind of living off microwave food.
What did you eat? What kind of food did you eat in the microwave?
Cool. What did you eat, David?
I'll tell you what was very popular back then was Ghostbusters were popular, and Heinz did a lot of baked beans.
In Ghostbuster shapes.
Yeah, in Ghostbuster shapes and small Frankfurters, which were supposed to be proton beams, which were a bit of an anticlimax. And I remember the two of us just... eating a lot of that with a lot of Mighty White was very popular from Australia back then. Yeah.
Mighty White what, bread?
Yes, Mighty White bread. I remember they had like a kid with a rugby ball for some reason in my imagination.
But you ate shitloads of that, didn't you?
I did a hell of a lot, it's got to be said. Lots of ketchup. And we
so
used to watch...
chapter one.
That's chapter one.
So 10 to 20... Chapter 2.
I'd say chapter 2.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Nostalgia for Mum, because primary school was a bloody handful.
What's the chapter title?
Chapter 2, Nostalgia for Mum, in the sense of nostalgia to go back to the times before primary school, really. Because I just found it very hectic. Very emotional, having to let go of the old umbilical cord, you know, and wander into those doors. And it just wasn't... I just wasn't given free rein, really. There was no microwave treats and watching Dallas on VHS, you know.
Right.
Laid out on the couch.
This is one boring book.
I know. Well, then again, there was a bit of bullying at primary school, so a bit of conflict always adds a bit of drama and source for the reader type of thing.
Yeah.
And like any sort of big narrative, the leaders weren't doing anything about it, the teachers. But luckily, Mum came in and she got a big cookery spoon and sort of swirling things around with the headmaster.
What's that mean?
Sort of creating a bit of friction with the teachers. You know, if you don't stop the bullying, I'll talk to the committee.
Spoon?
Oh, a metaphorical spoon, right. Not a literal one.
Right,
yeah, sort of political talk there.
Right.
And, you know, and with a ladle, more metaphor, gave them a bit of medicine, if you know what I mean, and told them they needed to sort out the bullying.
Sure. Did the bullying stop?
For about a week, and like all these things, it grows back. You can never really get a leopard to change its, you know, fur. No.
Fur.
Stripes or spots. Or
leopard changes its fur.
Indeed, you can never get that. Yeah. Choose the metaphor once again.
Yeah.
I'm not a trained vet, I can't, you know. Or anything like in that vein.
No.
But once a bully, always a bully, unfortunately. It seems to be part of the DNA. I'm sure they'll discover that in the old DNA helix.
Yeah.
Some kind of chromosome that makes you a, you know, a terrorist in the playground.
Yeah, yeah. Chapter, where are we, three?
Chapter three...
What's that, 20 to 30?
Okay, 20 to 30.
What's that going to be called?
I think that would be New Experiences, University / London, where I went to university in Winchester.
Yeah.
I thought it was quite a radical period, but in actual fact, talking to other people's times at university, it was more like just a weekend at the local high street, having a Starbucks and maybe, you know, buying yourself a pair of Nike trainers. Because, I mean, what other people did in the middle of London or Manchester just was 3 years of, you know, illegal activities.
Winchester's not very big, is
it? It's not big at all. I mean, it literally is just like a small little cathedral town.
Yeah.
To me, it was just like, you know, see you later, parents. They're about 40 minutes down the train track.
Yeah.
I can just get up to whatever, you know, I can go AWOL type of vibe.
But, in Winchester.
In Winchester.
Yeah, in we had Southampton down the road, but they were quite early trains back.
Yeah.
And if they weren't running, you'd have to get buses. So, I mean, that was quite a planned excursion.
So what did you do? Was that 20 to 30? Did you get up to any business?
Nothing.
And
that...
were you still eating proton beam shaped frankfurters?
Right. Unfortunately, Ghostbusters, the franchise, they've hit pause on that, Sony film, and there was no Ghostbusters baked beans, but I was very much living off microwave food then, definitely pasta.
Still are?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
It's got to be said. I wish I could say no to that, but... yeah, microwaves are still sort of a central core to my diet type of thing.
Yeah.
I'm a busy man.
Well, it's convenience as well.
It is. Yeah. Are you a fan of the microwave? Do you
No.
Great question.
I haven't touched one since...
No, I haven't.
Since Footloose was at the cinema.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. So you're properly cooked?
No. Yeah, I haven't touched a microwave since.
So none of you own a microwave at home?
No.
That's surprising. No. Most homes, you know, if you look at EastEnders in the background, everyone's got a microwave...
Right.
Very true.
It's not a criticism, it's more a celebration.
No.
That you're actually interacting with, you know, a proper kind of, you know, well, cooker.
I would use one. If I had to, I would use one.
Microwaves make your food radioactive and release harmful radiation, which raises your risk of cancer. Microwaves destroy the nutrients in your food, increasing your risk of nutrient deficiencies. Microwaves cause plastic containers to release harmful chemicals into your food.
Yeah.
Well, that is worrying, the plastic container thing, because I'm always putting... I've got a plastic fork. I use that regularly as well.
Does that go in the microwave as well?
If I forget and I just chuck it in because I've got to stir it.
Yeah. James, can you put some kind of dramatic music underneath Charles's message there? Can you play that message again? We'll have some... serious dramatic music underneath.
Microwaves make your food radioactive and release harmful radiation, which raises your risk of cancer. Microwaves destroy the nutrients in your food, increasing your risk of nutrient deficiencies. Microwaves cause plastic containers to release harmful chemicals into your food.
Yeah, well,
Cheers. Cheers for that.
Well, the actual thing it comes out of, the actual box from Asda or Tesco's, is plastic. And they say just pierce the lid and just put the plastic in. Yeah, so immediately I'm being handed a grenade without a pin, without even knowing it.
Has that changed your outlook on microwaves?
I don't like the idea of evil chemicals entering my body.
But you won't do anything about it, though?
Well, I wouldn't know how to cook it, because the thing is, you've got to pierce the lid.
Or just get real food and cook the real food.
This is true. This is a solution, isn't
it? Or just empty it into a pan and eat it.
Yeah.
This is true, and just heat that up on an actual hot...
Yeah,
a hot ring, whatever it's called. Yeah, definitely.
But it doesn't beat that action of, that convenient action of pronging the packet.
I know,
lobbing
and then
it
ripping
then
off
you're
the
done,
lid.
You're done, aren't you?
You feel like Neil Armstrong and his space pods, like you're a futuristic man.
Yeah. Shall we place some bets on the horses, Brian?
Yes.
Yeah, let's play some bets on the horses. So who's the favourite for today to win the race, David?
I'd say Hooves Gatio. is that one? I think I'm pretty confident. Gatto or Gatti X, I think it was recreated. That one.
Gatto.
Gatto.
10-1.
French for Gatto.
10-1, okay.
Lovely chocolate fur. You can see, it's like seeing a Snicker bar racing up the.
Well, here she comes, click clopping past.
Here
we
are, look at that. I'm going to put my hands through your hair.
All
lovely.
Right, mate.
A bit too much. Indeed. Yeah, a bit too much there, getting too much contact.
Actually, David, before we crack on, can you pull that stool up behind the horse and start washing its arse?
Yeah, not a problem. You need that because it'll start chafing on the track when it starts sprinting and running and galloping.
Get it ready. For
so a few baby wipes. There we go.
There, it's
hold up the tail.
All right.
And,
so that
three.
Final chapter, 30 to 40, what's that going to be called really quickly?
30 to 40 would be pipe dreams. A lot of plans to try and to do before hitting the big 4-0.
Yeah.
Getting bored with them or a bit estranged towards them.
Yeah.
You know, a novel, poetry, match.com, just projects. And then just hitting the eject button and just thinking, you know, no, this isn't going anywhere. I haven't got to stage two yet. And I think I did too much leapfrogging, you know, onto different lily pads. I should have just stayed in one from 30 to 40 and man the...
like what?
The quiet
instance?
Moment. Any of them. Just picked one.
Well, give us... What do you mean?
I did a spy novel.
What, you wrote one?
No, I didn't.
You read one?
I read several in preparation during the early 30s.
Sorry, what's that got to do with pipe dreams?
pipe dreams is something you dream to do, and one of those pipes I dreamed to enter was a spy novel career, basically. Just writing spy novel. Didn't last long, to tell the truth. I became lost
genuinely
in very
no
quickly.
Idea what you're talking about.
Oh, really? Sorry.
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine. So
No, it's fine.
Is a pipe dream a project of where I...
a pipe dream is something that you put on hold, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of... Isn't it something you want to achieve that doesn't seem likely? And
yeah, okay, it doesn't seem like you're quite right. So it wasn't a pipe dream originally,
right.
But then it turned into a pipe dream.
Okay, cool.
The idea of me writing a novel.
Yeah. Jason, have you got a question for David? First question for Jason.
Yeah, I have actually, just let me get
this. So keep washing that arse, David. Keep
washing. I will do, make sure it's clean before you enter the crack. There we go. Baby wipe.
My first question to you, David, is do you use hand cream now the cold weather is here?
Wow.
That's a very, very good point.
You could talk about this for an hour, easy.
Yeah, I do use a lot of... I have problems with my skin. And I have to use steroid cream, very small amount, because if not, apparently it takes off layers of your skin.
Okay.
And canistine, unfortunately.
Right.
But it's not the one you would use for thrush.
Okay.
If it's my face, that'd be hideous.
Okay.
But it's a very basic canistine, and it's only 1% in there. It's a very mild form.
Right.
Yeah. But my hands, they go dry very quickly. And the only thing that does it is like a massive dollop of Vaseline and then having to rub both in. But unfortunately, my clothing gets covered in Vaseline.
Yeah.
And I have to do a massive wash at the end of it. It's just this kind of grease.
There's a lot of
everywhere.
Grease in your flat.
There's a lot of grease in my flat and a lot of grease on my clothes, full stop.
I bet your clothes don't last 2 minutes, though, with the grease, because obviously a lot of it doesn't come out, does it?
I have to do frequent washes. Probably every 3 days,
right.
I pop it in.
Okay.
And my coat,
must
I've
be a
given
very
up
slippy
on.
Flat.
Is it a slippery flat?
For me, it's not, because I'm quite tactile. I sort of know how to kind of deal with it. I have had situations where I've tried to eat a dinner and just thought, I can't do this. I'm going to have to wash my hands because it was silver cutlery and it just, I couldn't get a decent enough purchase.
Right.
Because if it's really cold, I'm continually having to layer it type of thing.
Yeah.
You're falling over a lot in the flat.
Not really.
David, can we imagine you're walking through your flat, just walking from the sofa to the kitchen? Can we hear what that looks like with you falling over? So you're getting up off the sofa.
Oh, the phone. Whoa. All the carpet burns into the coffee table.
So you're standing up again.
Oh,
and then you're making your way over to the phone.
Ow! God's sake. Come on, Edwards. Focus.
So it is a slippery flat.
It is one. An actual flat. Looking at it, retrospect, that it's a health and safety hazard.
Yeah. Yeah.
That needs to
so
be avoided.
What happens to your hands if you don't use it?
They just get very, very sore. They become a distraction. In between actual fingers, it becomes very sore, like a sort of frog that's been out the water too long. That kind of vibe.
God, you turn me on.
Oh, it's nice to have a compliment. It's quite negative, so it's good to think of positivity alongside it.
And is it a distraction to the point it keeps you up at night or not?
No, it wouldn't keep me up at night, but if I'm talking and I'm gesturing to someone or pointing to something, it's like, oh, there it is again.
Right.
I don't want to put on more Vaseline. I can already see it on my cuffs, on my shirt. But it's a case of right out it comes, you know, yeah. And it's also not cheap. I certainly don't get the actual Vaseline brand. I get the supermarket brand. It's a lot cheaper. I can go for a tub in a week. If it's November or December, during the summer, obviously, it's not a big issue.
What's the difference in price between Vaseline and then a supermarket brand?
A large a large size one will be about £2 to £3.
Right.
Yeah. A small one that you just use for your lips.
Yeah.
Could you do like a Vaseline jingle?
Maybe
put some music under the...
Vaseline, Vaseline, vast amounts of Vaseline. If you need too much, buy it in stock. £5 for 5 Vaseline.
That's not bad. That's not
oh,
bad.
Thank
right.
you very much.
That's really good.
Yeah. Oh, I was a
really
musician. Good. That's very good of you to
that's,
say.
No, honestly, it's really good.
It's more of a really special good. Offer jingle than that for the actual brand.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Yeah.
Well, actually, so we got a question from a listener.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
This kind of ties
stuff.
In with what we're sort of talking about. It's from, believe it or not, it's from David Waite. He does. Do you recognise that name?
Well, the man who was kept hostage for several years.
No, that's
Terry Waite. Apologies. Could be a relative. If so, I pass on my sympathies.
Well, if it is Terry Waite. So Terry wants to know, have you ever massaged a man?
Have I ever massaged a man? Once, very briefly, but he asked me to stop very quickly. So I've attempted once. It was a. I was working for a production company, and it was just one of the bosses there.
What?
And he just had a really bad, just back, basically.
Yeah.
And he said,
"Did you use Vaseline?"
Oh, yeah.
I didn't use Vaseline.
Thank
if it was during the winter, that would have been on
that.
My fingertips anyway, yeah. type of thing.
Mm.
But he was waiting for someone to actually come along to do it properly. And
sorry, did you what you just offered to massage him?
I think he looked around and he said, "Can anyone do a quick massage whilst I'm waiting?" And trying to be eager and stand up from the rest of the herd, I immediately put my hand up,
what
just thinking.
What did you say?
You know, I'm sure you know I could give it a brief go. I'm not a professional type of thing.
Yeah.
And I just laid my both my hands on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And
this
using
is your
my,
boss. This is your boss.
Yes. My sort of one of the bosses.
Yeah.
And obviously he agreed to it verbally.
Yeah.
I didn't touch him without getting that verbal contract of you know getting a green light and getting involved. And I used my... I just basically put my hands on his shoulders and I said, is that all right? He goes, oh, I think so. And then I just used my thumbs just to sort of caress his sort of the top of his kind of shoulder blades. And so about a minute, 2 minutes. And he said, oh, I think I can see the woman appearing now, the massage woman.
Kindly stop.
Yeah, basically yeah. stop. I mean, I don't think she had entered the office.
What production company was this?
Gosh, should I say?
Yeah,
I don't want to
absolutely.
Be alienated
no,
by...
Absolutely.
Unique.
Unique, but you've made that up. You made that?
I don't think I have. I mean, let's.
What the production company is called Unique.
Yes, I don't want to be sued, but we can't be sued for massaging.
No,
man.
No.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
He gave you consent as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, what? Time's up on that. You know, if that's right. The hashtag, I can't remember. That's about women anyway, it's not about men. But, you know, it's a case of we just need to get rid of those boundaries, I suppose. He said no, I let go, I ejected the hands, you know, took a step back, sat back down.
Yeah.
Simple as that. So yeah, no one should be sued.
No.
No.
We're all lucky, you know, we can sleep well tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like massages, David?
Do you like massages, David? Just
If they're done professionally, I've had massages where they're just incredibly painful. I've had an Indian head massage, which was wonderful. It transported me to a new world. It really was fantastic.
Cool.
No, it really was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, was it?
Yeah, it just was just very, very nice. Just very kind of sensual, I think is the word.
Yeah. Okay. Jason, have you bought a saddle for David, a present?
I have, yes.
Jason bought a saddle for you,
this,
David.
The saddle I've got, it was specially made.
Oh, wow.
In Devon.
Gosh.
And it is made up of various patches of dried milk and cream.
Blimey.
That is hung and cured over a period of 6 months.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Who'd have thought?
It's a milk saddle.
It's a milk saddle.
Yeah.
It's a milk saddle.
That's incredible.
It's a milk saddle.
That in what is known as the main place where they bake scones in Devon. So it's got that extra heat because obviously scones, they're quite hard, aren't they?
They are. I mean, whoever's created this, and thank you for going for
it's
the time.
It's all right,
but I mean, the show stealer. The show stealer is obviously the horsehair that we've pulled from old, you know, corpses of horses.
This sounds magical. I'd love
together,
to see it.
Yeah, sewed together. It's
wow.
Well, I mean, because it's quite heavy, I couldn't bring it down on the train. So,
right.
I mean, we'll have to get details after the show, and I'll get it sent. I'll get my team to send it to you.
That'd be absolutely wonderful.
It's a horsehair and corn and milk saddle.
It is. You're quite right, Charles. Mm. And what's a horse? Is
no, David, have you properly thought about that? It's a horsehair and scone and milk saddle.
Mm. Oh,
it's
yeah,
a horsehair
it sounds.
And milk saddle.
It sounds almost too good for me. It should be in the bloody Tate. Well, bottom.
I mean, the scone thing, the thought to try and get it, to try and get the various.
Yeah.
Various patches of milk dried.
And it's in the shape of a saddle, though, isn't
we
it?
We thought we would do it in an area that is used to, you know, sort of cooperating with slippery stuff like butter because of the Vaseline thing. Because
thank you.
So you're not going to slip around on it too much. You might even be able to do a good massage on it.
Perfect. And it's dried, so it's not like...
Oh, it's dried. But
and it's in the form of a saddle.
Yeah, it's in the form of... Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I was just thinking, you know...
I've got it sewed up, so it's like a saddle.
Yeah.
It sounds wonderful, Brian. It sounds really impressive.
No one's ever bought you a present on this podcast before.
No, not at all. And something so unique and...
So what present have you got, Jason?
Do you know, I wasn't expecting that. I
no,
mean,
but,
be
you did
a lie.
Get him a, but you did get him a present, so what is it?
I did give you get you a present. And
that's lovely, thank you.
Absolutely, it's not a problem.
And what is it?
It's not a problem at all. It's basically it's a dictaphone.
Okay.
All right. They're very popular in the 90s. A lot of people are mocking it, but it is a dictaphone. So, and the idea being, when you're queuing up at Asda or you're using a self-service till in Lidl's or Waitrose, wherever you are, you might suddenly have an idea for a lyric.
Yeah. Wow, what a
you
lovely
might
idea.
See
is it the make of it's not sharp, is it?
It's not sharp, it's Mochibushi.
Right.
Mochibushi? What song was that? Charles, do you remember a make?
Mitsubishi.
That's it, all the way from Japan.
Mochibushi.
There you go, all the way from Japan.
Mochibushi.
Mochibushi. And
don't they make cars?
They make cars.
They did do a sideline of dictaphones for a very brief period.
Apparently, I heard
Mitsubishi or Mitsubishi.
They gave them out.
Yeah, one or the other.
They gave them out, didn't they, as freebies for potential customers at the Mitsubishi Expo.
I got mine from eBay, so mine wasn't a freebie.
Oh,
mine was a good tender was used to purchase.
All right. Okay, we won't talk about money because, I mean, presents aren't.
Yeah, you're quite right. No, that was bad etiquette. Especially the time and effort that went into my horse saddle. Yeah. That was more than money.
What a lovely section, just handing each other presents.
No, he's like, well, Christmas is coming around. We need to practice. Are you looking forward to Christmas? It's off me to ask.
Hey,
but,
you only get one question.
Yeah, sorry, you're quite right, Bron. I vote that. I vote that, yes.
Have you got another question for
David? I have, yes.
Look at the horses going by while we wait.
There we go. There goes the Gattex.
Keep brushing that tail, please, David.
Absolutely. I've got a comb for my own pocket. I'm brushing
it. Why don't you sit on the horse?
Thank you very much.
David's just sitting on the horse.
Someone give me a help up.
There we go.
Wonderful.
Now you can
I don't have my saddle at the moment, but I'll have that later.
So there you are, up on the horse.
There we go. It's high up
here,
people.
He is a wild horse.
This one's a musical question, Dave.
Oh, yes.
Idols, slaves, or rat boy?
Idols, slaves, or rat boy? Who would be the person that I'd decide to put in those three categories?
Well, what I'm saying is, which do you prefer out of those acts?
Yeah.
Rap is a genre, isn't it? Or isn't that a person?
Axe. Like axe. Not axe as in, like, wood cutting, but axe as in, you know, axe.
No, it's important to make that clear. Yeah. You know, so I've never heard of someone just called rap.
No, it's rat.
Oh, rat. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, okay.
Yeah.
Rat, idol, slave.
Yeah, so have you heard any?
Idol, slaves, or rat boy?
Rat boy definitely rings a bell. I've seen the album imagery for his work. Yep. Slave, idol,
they've both got S's on the end of them.
Right, okay. Slaves, idols, rat boy. Yeah.
Have you heard any of the music?
I've got to say no. Rat boy, I've seen the front of one of his albums.
Jason, David absolutely adores Enya.
I'm a massive fan of her work, particularly in the 80s and early 90s. Ah, Far and Away soundtrack.
Is it the Sail Away one? Is that the tune?
I think that's the one everyone goes to, but I think she did a lot of music for the Tom Cruise film, Far and Away. And I think that was particularly... She contributed three tracks. Before you snigger, play. And
we'll get James to stick a bit of Enya on.
That'd be wonderful, in the background.
Let me sail,
let the Orinoco flow.
That's it.
That is it, absolutely. Sort of a remix version.
Yeah.
I can imagine, like an electro version at the moment, because she hasn't done an album for quite a while.
She hasn't, but I've heard she's minted, so she didn't really need to.
Well, the 80s was a massive boom for her,
it
wasn't
was, yeah. It was. Was it the 80s or 90s?
I think it was late 80s, Sail Away was there, and then the early 90s, she got the Tom Cruise contract.
Let me sail, let the Orinoco flow. Let me beach on the shores of Tripoli. Let me crash upon your shore.
Is that
the
Tom Cruise?
Let me beach far beyond the yellow sea.
The Tom Cruise,
Tom Cruise contract.
For the Far and Away film, and it was called Far and Away.
Okay.
I can't remember now.
So it's...
No, that's Sail Away.
So it's Rat Boy, Idols, and Slaves.
And what genre? Are they all rappers?
They're all boy bands.
Are they?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise. I thought I'd know them if... Because I'm quite on the mainstream radar.
The kind of boy band mixed with kind of punk.
Right, the punk element might be outside my radio station division, perhaps. Yes.
What does that mean?
I'm quite sort of mainstream...
Radio station
Heart FM. I listen to that every now and then.
They might have been on there, to be honest.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, possibly. Do you know what happens a lot of the time? I say, I don't know that person. Then I hear a track on the radio or their voice or whatever, and I'm like, I do know that person.
Yeah.
I've heard of them on radio. I just haven't connected them to a name yet.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to give you a negative answer there.
No, it's all right.
What are some of their choruses? Maybe I could... Sort of Heart FM radio.
David,
too.
Could you try and do maybe some kind of punk song? Do you think you could help him?
Yeah,
Jason,
sure.
All right, Jason, can we give like some drums and a bit of bass and see if what David can come up with? Here we go.
Eliminate the system. Delete it from your MacBook. The only Apple I want is one I can have in crumble. The conglomerates are swallowing us up like milkshake from a McDonald's drive-in. It's time to chuck a grenade metaphorically through the McDonald's automatic doors.
What do you reckon, Jason?
It's going good.
It
That's
doesn't
good.
Make you feel
quite
uncomfortable.
Anti-corporate.
No, not at all.
No.
I'm a little bit jealous, actually. It's quite good.
Sort of makes me feel uncomfortable.
Why?
If that's what punk's supposed to do, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you ought to try and push that a bit, perhaps.
Wow.
Do you think the corporate bit's a bit done now, or do you think it's got an audience out there?
Well, that's the trick they play on you, to think that it's a bit done and you should talk about something else when nothing's really changed. You perhaps should keep talking about the same things.
The corporate system. Yeah, definitely.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be interested in doing a bit more
of
that.
You need a name for your act, David.
It would be called The Blonde Bruiser, or... so it's going to be sort of aggressive. The Corporate Catnapper. I'm going to go around catnapping, and the next morning the corporation's one of their fat cats there because I've got them all in cages.
Right.
Eating whiskers from like a teaspoon.
Right.
There you go.
Chill out, mate. Corporate Catnapper.
Yes, I'm going to go around and get the bloody felines.
Right. Fair play.
It's just an idea for some artwork on the front
of the
album.
The Corporate Catnapper.
Right, yes.
Riding around on his dried milk and scone and hair saddle.
I'd happily have that appear in the album.
Right, David, if you'd like to clip-clop your way to the starting post.
Right, okay, yes, I'm on the chocolate Gattex.
Yeah, you're going to race in this...
Okay, never raced before, but happy to get involved.
So me and Jason will sort of lead you down to the starting...
Right, okay, start. I haven't got, like, a jockey suit on or anything.
Jason, David gets one... We have a little section in the podcast where David gets to ask the guest one question.
Okay.
Golden questions. Yeah. So have you got a question for... Jason, David?
I certainly have. With a lot of your music, your lyrics are very much relatable to where you came from.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say it's very relatable to the common man.
Yeah.
You know, the use of terminology at times, swear words you use, which, you know, if that keeps things authentic, I'm happy with that.
Can you do a swear word now, David?
It's like piss off. That'd be one that would be, you know, handed to someone in, you know, or even fuck. You know, something like that, get involved.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Anyway.
There's more to your music than just those two words. You know, they're stringed between other words.
Yeah.
But obviously, no, there's more to it than that. But the thing is, that's very much what people expect.
Yeah.
But, you know, you come up to your fifth album now.
Yeah.
You've been around for a while. Do you find it hard to still be connected to the heartbeat of the street? The kind of the people around you? Because, you know, you're in the music industry now.
Yeah.
It's a lot different.
Yeah.
How do you still stay connected?
I just think about the money, really.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, that helps me, you know, keeps me connected with all the things that I've absolutely no idea about anymore, really.
Yeah.
Because they expect you to be current, but still communicating to the common man or woman.
Yes, yeah.
So how do you... That's a hard one, isn't it? Because...
Do you like common women, David?
Yeah, absolutely. Any type of woman, it's going to be said common or uncommon, you know. I'll happily climb the class ladder to look for love.
Yeah.
It's not an issue.
Yeah.
I'll call up to the top. Anyone there? Nope. And I'll just go down to the common woman and have a McVitie's, whatever.
Right.
Watch
Love
Island.
Yeah.
But it must be very tricky, you know. It's like... What the music studio moguls think of Brexit? But what about the man in the local pub? You know, it's kind of.
Don't feel like you're answering, Jason.
No, I think they probably think things that aren't very good, are they? Really, you know.
No, you're quite right. They can be negative towards that.
Yes,
So you don't even have to enter the pub. Really, it's common sense, isn't it?
You probably wouldn't. I wouldn't go to the pub and have those kind of chats. Really, not.
They were quite controversial.
I think they are, really, aren't they?
And they want to keep that behind the bar door, really, don't they?
They do, yeah. So I won't bother.
Have a Strongbow, watch the fight type of thing.
Well, this is exactly it. If you're gonna be drinking Strongbow, chances are you're not going to have a big insight, really.
No.
This is true. Cider leaves you with a headache. I've experienced that once. And it's like a knitty needle through your head.
It's
fucking,
it's horrible, isn't it? It's like warm urine, Strongbow.
Yeah.
It was. I drank a lot of it as a teenager.
Urine?
Not urine. I've never done that. But although I have heard that rugby teams do it regularly.
Drink urine?
Yeah, I don't know if it's an urban myth, but I think apparently when they get drunk, they partake in their own urine, which I'm surprised that doesn't burn your insides alive because it is acid at the end of the day.
Well, apparently it's meant to be quite good for you, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah, in small doses.
Why is that? Has it got nutrients in it or something? Or?
Well, you're just putting the goodness back in your body, aren't you?
Right.
Yeah.
But then again, if it's coming out of your body, it's no good, is it? It's a bit like excrement.
Which is toxic waste. That's, it really is.
It's a lot of cricket teams
it is,
eat excrement.
Yeah, well, once again, I'm survivor. I thought that'd be like a suicide pack. Let's have a spoonful of this.
Yeah.
You know, because we're not going to win the Ashes. Yeah. You know, let's just call it a day.
Right, David, if you just guide the horse into your little gate.
Yeah, here we go.
How are you feeling?
Gattex. Nervous, because I think a lot of the people...
Hold on, David.
There we go.
Oh, here we go. Hold on, quite right. I'm on top of the horse now. Is this correct?
I think Charles got something to say. What was that, Charles?
Ready, steady.
Ready, steady.
Oh, blimey. Okay. Okay.
You got any advice to give to David for the horse race, Jason?
Just take it steady.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, not steady in the sense of that you're stationary.
Yeah.
But just, you know, just be confident about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about either side of you if the horses are going in front. Just like remain confident, and then you will overtake them.
Wonderful.
Whoa, David. Jason's presents just arrived.
Oh, fantastic.
There we go.
And there's your dictaphone. You can have it now. I've got my present. Wonderful.
It is actually a Mitsubishi.
It is.
That's fucking fantastic.
That is. And there's a tape in there, so don't lose that, because I'll get hold of.
Did you, is there any batteries with it?
There should be. I asked for them on the internet.
There you go. There's your saddle. How's the saddle feel?
That's wonderful. Really nice. It's almost like really it's just been moulded for my behind. It really is a wonderful
design. You're
not
slipping too much on it either.
Not at all. No. Not at all.
That's the Scone Bakery, that is.
That, honestly, it's been. It's obviously been put in a fridge, and it's just carefully sculpted for my rear to start picking up money for the good
people. Right, are you ready, mate?
Yes, here we go. Okay, on the saddle, here we are.
So the horse race is about to start. We'll watch you go around the track. Good luck.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at the finishing line.
Thank you for your luck. That's greatly appreciated.
See you later.
And take care.
Off. And they're off.
And they're off.
Here we go. Here we are. Nice pace, a nice speed. Oh, I forgot my whip. Not that I need it.
Stop talking, just focus on the race, mate.
Here we go.
That saddle looks all right.
Yeah, it does. It's lovely from behind. And there we are, going around the first bend. Hey, how are you feeling, David?
Confident. I'm bonding with the horse.
Yeah.
I'm holding on to its hair like I'm doing bareback.
How's the saddle?
How's the saddle?
Beautiful. It's like I'm hovering through the air. It's almost as though it feels like the horse isn't there.
Yeah.
It's like I'm on a magic carpet.
A big fence coming up.
Oh, God, here we go. Come on, Chocolate Gattex.
There we go.
Whoa. Oh! That would have chafed, but not with this saddle.
And there
it was like leaping onto a duvet.
Coming into the final furlong. Go on, David.
Oh, here we go.
David.
Oh, here we go.
Whoa.
I'm chafing a bit on the sides. Here we go.
The horse has collapsed.
Oh, God.
How are you feeling?
Well, gutted, really.
Acts like you've fallen off a horse.
Great! Gods, I've got two grazed knees. Someone bring some TCP.
Now act properly like you've fallen off a horse, please.
Shit!
Okay, all right, okay.
Christ! Is that horse going to be put down now?
Okay. Well, that was the end of the race, which is sort of coming to the end of the podcast episode. Have you got a quick third question, Jason?
I've got five, actually.
You've got five?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's very good of you to come prepared.
One, and then we'll do... I've got
six, but in case one doesn't get the correct preferred result, then obviously I'm going to have an alternative. So the third question would be, would you eat a stranger's shit for $1 million?
Could we have a little plinky-plonky bed for this, James? Here we go. Would you eat a stranger's shit?
I think if I was allowed to do a Google search beforehand, looking at... Because I think it would be almost...
Think about this, David. A poison chalice.
I would think about it because £1 million is life-changing. I could live off the interest.
Yeah.
And it would just be a life of perhaps a personal trainer, daytime TV, and, you know, just microwave snacks. I'd just do whatever I wanted.
I think it would be about a fortnight of unpleasant gut feelings. And
yeah.
I think your breath wouldn't smell very nice, would it, for a while?
No.
I think potentially
Would you feel sort of crap about yourself that you'd eaten a lump of shit just to get the money?
Ultimately, if I survived it, if I googled it, who cares? I'd probably have to do it because there's no other way I'd make £1 million. I'm 40 now. Career-wise, I don't think I'm going to get that amount of noughts on the old bank account. I just have to get
I don't think you would eat one.
I'd give it a go.
Give it a go. I mean, it would have to, I mean, obviously, yeah. I would imagine it would be a fair size.
Yeah.
For the money, wouldn't it?
Well, I've heard, for some reason, I can't remember, but apparently it's incredibly sour tasting.
Is it?
Very, very sour tasting, yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know what would be a sour food to focus on. I think, you know, certain fruits out there, isn't that pink grape juice or something?
Yeah, it's quite similar to grapefruit.
Yeah, so it's like times 20, something like that.
Quite similar.
But, you know, who knows?
Onions.
I might have onions, very true.
Yeah.
I might have an offspring at some point, and it'd be a case of, you know, he can go to Eton, he can go to Oxford, he doesn't have to eat another man's feces.
No.
Because I've done it for him. I've taken a bullet like I did in the trenches in a way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To make sure they had a better future.
Yeah.
But if it was just going to kill me, there's no point.
But it can't be that unhealthy for you, because people partake in it in a sexual nature, don't they? It's quite a kink for some people.
But isn't that more of a case of rolling around in it, not actually eating it?
I don't know. I mean, I've heard stories of bums on coffee tables, underneath,
yeah. Yeah, I guess if it was £1 million, I'd have to. I'd give it a go.
Good for you, mate.
If I get a quarter of it, I'd say, can I still have 250, you know, 100,000?
Yeah, sure.
Can we cut it into like some kind of economic boundary?
Yeah.
Right. Have you got one more question, Jason?
Spag bol or carbonara?
There we go. Simple as that.
Spag bol or carbonara?
Off the back of the shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know, neither of them I'm that familiar with, really.
Okay. What, spag bowl?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Oh! Yeah, I love that. So I didn't quite get the lingo for it. Yeah, I've had that many a time.
Right.
You know, pierce the old lid, open it up, lovely hot fumes, nestle into the nostrils, fork at the ready, bit of South today, which is the local news where I live. And yeah, lovely. Bit of ketchup.
Right.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Perfect.
Smash him.
Yeah, yeah. Feel like having one right now.
Right. Well, Jason, thanks so much
for coming along.
No, thank you very much.
Okay.
Obviously, we do this podcast primarily to sort of gain new friends.
Yes, absolutely. The only reason.
So do you think there might be some kind of friendship here that long-lasting?
I think so, I think it could work. I mean, if you invite me down again.
Yeah.
I'd think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think in the sense of friendships, I think, I'd be quite willing to enter into that kind of an agreement, yeah.
Well, that's very exciting. So if you saw me in the street, you'd stop and discuss.
I would,
and talk.
I would.
Well, that's what I'm hoping to leave with. So, I mean, I'm very happy with that. Thank you.
It's all right. No worries.
What a lovely image.
No, much appreciated. Yeah, it's a lovely image. I hope to reenact. I hope it comes a reality at some point.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Well, I mean... I mean, London's big, but it's not that big, is it?
No, really? I'm sure we could cross paths at some point on an escalator
or
something.
I'm down here a lot, you know, so...
Brilliant. This is more than I hoped for. This is great. The seeds have been sown and the roots already coming through.
It certainly is, yeah. The sun is shining on that root, isn't it?
Yeah. It certainly is breaking through the grey cloud.
Thank you, Jason.
It's all right.
Lovely to see your dried cunt hair and milked Airedale.
Thank you, robot. Cheers.
Yeah, so thank you, Jason, for coming along. Appreciate it. David... obviously, thanks to you.
No, thank you,
Charles
Brian. Thanks to
James, the editor. Thanks for doing all your bits and pieces.
Hugely appreciated.
And fuck off out of the race course, I guess, now.
Absolutely. Off we go.
Right. Bye-bye, everyone. See you on the next one. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was a Mr. Box production.